Yudalit Sivan, Thursday the 12th of June, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, the Meraglim.
At the beginning of this week's parsha, the Torah lists the people who went to spy Eretz Yisrael. The list, when you look at the Torah, is in a very peculiar order. It starts with Reuven, Shimon, okay, Levi, I understand, is not mentioned, but Levi wasn't amongst those who went, Yehuda, then Yisachar, then Ephraim, one of the younger ones, Binyamin, and then Zvulun, then Yosef, then Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. The order is not according to their age, not according to the way they camped. It's a new order which doesn't sound it sounds very peculiar. The Ramban is the first person who asks this question. And the Ramban says, Mamazal, these words, Mona HaShvotim, the Torah counts, brings down the Shvotim, Loi Ligdei Digleim, not according to their Negolim, Veloi Ketol Deisom, and not according to their age. Stated Ramban, that the Torah brings them down according to their milus, according to their greatness. They are reckoned, the Shvotim are reckoned according to how great they were. The first one is Reuven and Shimon. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, from this Ramban you can see that Yeshua, who is mentioned number 5, he was only 5th in greatness of the list of the Meraglim. The Shvotim, who are mentioned beforehand, are greater than him. And said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky brings it out, that the reason why Yeshua was merited to go along and get the job of being the leader of Klal Yisrael, because the Torah writes in Parshas Kisiso, Umeshovso Yeshua Benun, Lo Yomish Mitocha Oyel, didn't go along and leave Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. Based on that, he got it. But what we see from the Ramban, what's negeret us, is how great these Nesiim must have been when they went to go along and spy Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi Taka says on the Pasuk, Rashi says, Anoshim, Kol Anoshim, Loshen Chasivus. They were very, very special people. The question which I want to try and answer, which has been touched on by a lot of the Mefarshim, in Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Torah says, Vayosiyu Diba Tzoretz, the Meraglim came back and they said a few words. They said, Loinuchal Lalois Elaom, we can't go up. Says the Torah, why can't we go up? Ki Chozok Hu Mimenu. Stating Rashi quoting a Gemara in Seita, that Kevayochel Kelape Malo. They were saying, said Rashi, that the people in Eretz Yisrael are Chas V'Sholem stronger Mimenu than the Ribbono Shel Olam. The question is, how could such tzaddikim come to such a low madrega in such a short time and be koifa be'ika, come and say such a terrible yirida in such a, in 40 days, and to show you, Kolev said to them, Ach ba'ashem al timvoidu. How can you go along, Kolev says to them, Ach ba'ashem al timvoidu. How can you understand in such a short time that they fell to such a low madrega to say kfiro and minus? You might ask me that there is a stira to what I'm saying, that they were tzaddikim. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Chof Hei, Vayoshuvu mitu ha'aretz, that they came back from spying, miketz aboyim yein. Says the Torah, Vayelchu vayovoyu el Moshe ve'elavi. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Seita. Why does the Torah need to say Vayelchu? The Torah is already written Vayoshuvu mitu ha'aretz. States in Rashi, Memesha Gemara, Le'akir shalichoson le'biyoson. To compare They are going to the coming. Ma bi osam beitzavo, af halichosam beitzavo. States in Rashi that they are, Vemes on the Gemara, that they are lichawol beitzavo. So the tachluchu askira, what we've been saying from the Ramban and Rashi at the beginning of the Sedra, that Rashi says they were tzaddikim. The Teretzes, says the Stipler, in Birchav Peretz. At the time they were chosen, they were tzaddikei olam. They were mamash tzaddikim. And they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem had promised them that they will go to Eretz Yisrael and conquer the Shivas Amim. But what happened was, once they were chosen, they decided, they came to a matzav of Gaiva. And they felt that they're not going stam to be messenger boys, to look at Eretz Yisrael, whether it's a good land or it's not a good land. They're going as Dayonim, to be decision makers. Are we going to go all together to Eretz Yisrael or not? And that was the Eitz of Or, what Rashi means. At that time, when they were appointed to go, they were at that time tzaddikim. But once they went, says the Stipler, they fell into them a shtickel midas agaiva. And the gaiva twisted everything, that we're not going to Eretz Yisrael just to look at it. We're going to go and decide altogether, maybe we shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. But still, coming back to what we started with, how do we understand that they fell to such a low madriga to be a tzaddikim to say divrei kvida? The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Aleph talks about the midah of kovet, and he uses very strong language. He says, Habe anoshim, lots of people, nichshalu, have stumbled through that, venevdu, and they've lost everything. He quotes a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, about Yerovam ben Nevot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took hold of Yerovam ben Nevot, and he told him as follows, Chazoy boch, I'm giving you an opportunity to go along and do tshuva. Ve'ani, ve'atom, u'ben Yishai, I and you and Ben Yishai will stroll in Gan Eden. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered him Gan Eden. So Yerovam ben Nevat asked the question, Mi Baruch, who's going first in Gan Eden? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ben Yishai. So Yerovam ben Nevat responded, Ioche, if so, Loi be'inam, I'm not interested. I saw Rav Chaim Shmulevitch says in his Sefer on his Gemara, how many seconds before, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitch, was Ben Yishai going? 5 seconds, 10 seconds of them. But their regular covered look of Chaim Shmulevitch, he was prepared to go along and give up and lose all his Gan Eden. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, the Nesiim knew that if they go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their jobs. And other people are going to be appointed in place of them. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, when you've got covered, you lose everything. As the Mesilas Yesharim says, Kino va'ataivo va'akoved meitzien es ha'odom min ha'ilom. A person loses everything. And that's how they could fall to such a low ebb that they could come and say, divrei kfira and divrei minas. And adds on the Mesilas Yesharim, next week, Sedra, we find exactly the same thing. Korach had his downfall. Why did he have his downfall? For exactly the same reason. Because he couldn't bear that Elitzofan ben Uziel had got a job of Nisius. But I want to add on one point. A few psukim time, the Torah writes, V'Yeshua binun v'kolev min atorim es ha'oretz koru bigdeyem. They tore their clothes. So I saw the Mefoshim ask, why did they tear their clothes? The answer is, they heard divrei k'tiva. A person heard divrei k'tiva, they took the initiative straight away, and they tore their clothes. And I saw in a sefer, that might be the mekoy, Heintike Achrinische Sefer, that might be the mekoy, that when a person hears divrei k'tiva, he's got an obligation to go and do k'tiva. And I want to add on. What did the Torah have to add on? V'Yeshua binun v'kolei min yifuna min atorim es oret. Every schoolboy knows that already. And we're saying, against the parsha, from, they were the spies. What did the Torah wants with that to say? They were there, and they saw all what they saw. They saw everything. They just couldn't bear what they were saying. Alvochen aveta from divrei k'tiva aminis. They didn't think we're the special people, we're the Bali Gaiva, we're more choshev than anybody else who went to Eretz Yisrael. Faket, in Talmud Yonis and Ben Uziel states that Yonis Yeshua was a person who was one of the biggest and humble people. The Torah says they were there, minatorim es ha'oretz. They saw the milos of the land, and that is what they couldn't bear. That is the idea what Skabod Bemes on Isaiah, this Baal said.
Why were they afraid of losing their jobs?
Because they knew they'll come to Eretz Yisrael, it'll be a change. There'll be a new change once they come to Eretz Yisrael. That's not me, that's Isaiah. The Isaiah says that when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they knew they're going to lose their jobs. At least they didn't say.
Because when you come to Eretz Yisrael,
the Chidush Avim has a completely different approach. The Chidush Avim has a complete different approach. He says, what they were doing was L'Tovas Klal Yisrael. They thought so anyhow. They saw that the Klal Yisrael now are in the Midbar. And having a skeikuto in the Midbar. They've got no tildes of Inyone Olam Hazeh, the Ribbono Shel Olam give them panosa. The Ribbono Shel Olam give them food. No worries. And they felt that if the Yidden go to Eretz Yisrael, then they'll start spending their time 7 years conquering, 7 years dividing Eretz Yisrael, and once they go to Eretz Yisrael, they'll get busy with having to work, the work. But they decided, the Meraglim, that they think it's better L'Tovas HaKlal Yisrael to stay in the Midbar, even though, says the Chiddush Arim, they knew that they're putting themselves in danger. But they felt that the Tevas Klal Yisrael, it's better for the Klal Yisrael to stay where they are here in the Midbar. But they were punished. Even though, says the Chiddush Arim, they had very good intentions. But that's not your job. Your job is to do the Tzivei Hashem. You're not meant to mix in, says the Chiddush Arim, in the Tzivei of Hashem. If there's a Tzivei of Hashem to go to Eretz Yisrael, you've got to go to Eretz Yisrael. And that's where they went wrong. They're wrong. They may have had a cheshbon, but not your job, says the Chiddush Arim, to go along and make cheshbonos. And adds on the Chiddush Arim, the next parsha, Kimat, after the parsha of Meraglim is the parsha of Tzitzis. Says the Chiddush Arim, the Pasuk says there, Leisosuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. Don't go along and follow your own ideas. against a Tzibur Hashem. And that's what the Torah is mamish according to the Chiddush HaAvim saying. You think you're clever with your ideas. That's not your job. You've got to do the Tzibur Hashem. And does come the Torah, and you've got to behave, says the Chiddush HaAvim, like an eved to his master. A person who's an eved to his master, he won't think. He'll do what his master tells him, and that's it. That is the pshat here, says the Chiddush HaAvim, where they went wrong. A third idea I want to take. There is a word in Parshas Devarim which gives a new light to the story, the whole story of the Meraglim. The Torah writes in Parshas Devarim, "Vateirognu be'oleihem." What does that word mean? The Rav Chaska Levenstein says that word in Parshas Devarim, "Vateirognu be'oleihem," is never mentioned in the Torah. He says, what does that word mean? Vateirognu. So he says the word Vateirognu means, and it's an expression that a person goes around always complaining. He's always got something wrong with the world. Whatever happens in the world, nothing is right. And he says that was the fundamental of the character, he brings it out, that was the root of the character of the Meraglim. They could never see anything good in Eretz Yisrael. And he brings it out with a Meir de Kavot. The Torah says, "Ha'aretz asher avanu bo," the land that we've gone into it, "lotu oiso, eretz oicheles yishver." It's a land which is only going along and eating up its inhabitants. All the people are dying there. You know what they said? Eretz Yisrael is a holy land, and the Torah writes in Parshat Achrimos, "Leisoki ha'oretz eschem," meaning Eretz Yisrael is a holy land, and Eretz Yisrael can't bear a land where people do avivus. And that's why we, wherever we go, says the Torah, we're only going along and we're seeing dead people, Levias. You know why that was called the Levias? Because the people there, when they do Aveiras, the smallest Aveira they are, the smallest Aveira they do, the land can't bear. And they added on that before we go to Eretz Yisrael, we have to go along and realize whether we've got the merits, whether we've got the schusim, to go to Eretz Yisrael. Where did this attitude come from? You know where it came from? Vateirognu. They were people wherever they went. They looked with a bad attitude. Taket. If they would have looked from a good point, they would have seen that their emissaries, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the Levias? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Levias that they shouldn't notice them. They should be busy with their own things. And those is then what brought them to everything. If you look at the good side, they would have seen, Paket, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Take, expects of people in Eretz Yisrael to go along and be Noyeg B'Kedusha. And that's what Kolev said to them. The Pasuk says, Olein Nale, Lok Rashi, Afilo Bashamayim, Huayme Asei Sulamos. And he says, well, make ladders. Valusham Natsliach. What does that mean? The Teretz is, if you want to go along and be do Kedusha, it may be hard to behave with that Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. But if you want it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Olein Nale, Kolev said, you're right, there may be a point in what you're saying, that medavtech neyeg zayin b'kedusha. Other, you do your part, olein ale, then yochel nuchala, we will be able to go along. And so that was what the midah, the midah
of the Shvatim, of the other spies, which brought them to that extent to go along and to look at everything with a bad look. And it brought them to that extent. Unbelievable that the Torah says that they said, you know why HaKadosh Baruch was bringing us to Eretz Yisrael? Shall I tell you why? HaKadosh Baruch is bringing us to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it's a Shavan the ball. You know why he's bringing us to Eretz Yisrael? For one and only reason. Ki chofetz Hashem la'am yisenu. Because HaKadosh Baruch wants to go along, says the Torah, to kill us. And thus is how far it went. When you look with a bad look, you'll see everything wrong. And I want to add on. There are three expressions which are used for going to spy. At the beginning of this week's Sefer, the Torah writes, Shlach Lecho Anoshim V'Yoshu. In Parshas Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis, the Torah writes, the Klal Yisrael said, Shlach Lonu Anoshim V'Yachperu Lonu Es Ha'oretz. Pasuk Chof Dalet, the Meraglim said, Vayiraglu. What are these three different languages? The Torah says, every person had a different covenant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the word Vayosulu. What does the word Vayosulu mean from the expression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show them? The Eretz Yisrael is more than any land in the world. Not stand more. The Potik writes in Parshas Shmos, Ulaalusei min ha'oretz ahi el eretz teva urchova. What does teva mean? Teva means a special land, a spiritual land. From what way a spiritual land? The Gemara says in Bar Vasra, Aviro de eretz Yisrael machim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention by taking them to sending them was that they should see that the land is a spiritual land, a land which is more than all other lands. What did the Stam Yidden say? The Stam Yidden said, V'yachperu. What does the word V'yachperu mean? V'yachperu is a word of chepo. They wanted to go along and find bad. No lies, bad. They wanted to find an excuse to go along and go back to Mitzrayim and live a life of hefka. The Torah writes, Nit no reish, veno shuva Mitzrayim. They wanted to go a point ahead and go back to Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says, what do those words mean? Nit no reish, veno shuva Mitzrayim. Gain Tzavikim Mitzrayim, Leben Aleben, on Torah and Mitzvahs. The Meraglim used another word, Vayiraglu. Says the Klei Yoko, the word Vayiraglu is from the word Rochil. Rashi says in Parshas Kedoshim that you can change a gimel to a chof. What does Rochil mean? In English, a talebearer, to be a liar. They went, each one of them, those who went, the 10 of them, to go along and be liars, to come out with lies. So that's the pshat. There were three sects of people going, each sect with a different kavana going to Eretz Yisrael. There is a very interesting point which I want to finish with. The Torah writes, at the beginning of the Sedra, that Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Yeshua, his parallel olav, kor Yeshiacho me'atzas meraglim. I don't want to go into, Chofetz Chaim's got a long arichus, why Moshe only davened for Yeshua, not for Kole. I'm not going into that. But I want to ask one question. Were Yeshua and Kolev not strong enough to stand up themselves against the Deus Kaisvis of the 10 spies? Why was it necessary for Moshe to go along and to daven for them? Were they not strong enough themselves to go along and stand up? They were people who were strong people in Ashkofe, What's the necessity? The Torah says, you see from here, Amiradikavot, that if you belong to a chevra, you belong to a sect, then you become part of them. And there's no ways and means, al pi derech hateva, to get out of them. You get influenced. And the only way they were able to get protected, whether Yeshua, whether Kolev, Yeshua Moshe davened for him. Kolev, he went himself to go and daven, and in heaven. If they wouldn't have had the kayach of the tefillah, then they would have had the bad influence, and the only way they were saved from it was from the kayach tefillah of Moshe Rabbein. And that's why they wouldn't have been enough without. Come and then from there, if kalvuchayma ben benoishol kalvuchayma, if a person belongs to a good chabura, what the kayach of the aspor and the influences to be able to be zeicher in that kayach of Geherensah Guten Chabura to be as Moshiach Tzidkenu.